And the rest of our faith, the rest that is in faith. Jesus is that rest. He's our rest. And we can know that He is the promised keeper. We can know that what we sing is true. Now, that doesn't mean that because we don't see the answers right away, that we're not believing. Sometimes we just have to keep hold of that faith. But we have to bring it up. We have to constantly submit it to God and say, choose this day. Choose this day. Choose this day. I choose to believe and make a declaration, even speak it, of what you believe, what the Word says, so that you can hear and you can, your mouth and your ears and your eyes can line up. This is part of growing in faith. That's why we have the words. We have to mix the Word and with faith. And we all know that, but this is a new season that God is calling us to a greater level of pressing in to faith. Whatever we're believing for, we just search the Word. Well, first of all, make sure that you're believing something that God wants. And that's probably a given. But when you're not believing or you're not receiving, you have to know what you're believing. You've got to line up the Word. You've got to get the Word lined up with what you're believing. And you have to go over that. And you have to reinforce that. And you have to speak it. And you have to meditate on the Word. Meditating gets it in. It's like eating the Word. It's food. Jesus said, you know, I have meat that you don't know anything of. That is His Father. And then the work that His Father gave Him to do. Well, our work is to believe. Believe the Word and act upon it. That's our work. That's our meat. And if we're not doing it, if we have too many other things in the way of that, then we can get bogged down and begin to doubt and begin to question God. And so we need to, this year, make a new decision. You know, a new resolution, be it your will, that's what you want to call it. And decide what you're going to do differently this year to help you increase your walk with the Lord in truth. And everyone needs to make a decision and try to follow that decision and ask the Holy Spirit to help you in those decisions. What are you going to do to increase your faith? What are you going to do differently that will bring you to the Lord? We all have those weak places. We all know what they are. And what are we going to do? One of the things that I feel impressed this year is to fast more. Is to fast one day a week, all never letting up. One day a week. And another day, He wants me to fast and only have one meal. So ask the Lord, what can you do this year that will take you into a new place in the Lord? You know, that's just for me. That's not for everybody. But I do know fasting increases our faith. That's what it's about. It's for us. It's not to try to get God to do something. It's to increase in us a faith. And so I would encourage you, I would like to mandate it for the body to fast one day a week. But I don't feel like that's what the Lord's saying. I think that you need to choose that on your own. But it's very important that we have fasting regularly in our life. So where are we? Are on 3:2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not. Oh, we already read that. Okay. So for we which have believed do enter into rest. As He said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they still enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For He spake in a certain place on the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all His works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remains that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of what? Unbelief. They didn't enter into God's rest and what He called for because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying to David, in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Are you hearing his voice? Are you hearing what he is saying to believe for? And are you continuing daily to stand and thank him for those things that he has already promised? For if Jesus had given them rest, then would not afterward he have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. For we each individually have to choose to enter his rest. And we can't do it except for faith, by faith. Jesus is our rest. Therefore, remaineth therefore a rest for us. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. We are leaning on his work. That's our rest. We obey him, and he tells us to do, you know, this year, he's going to be calling us to walk in situations that may look impossible. I know it's coming, but he's saying, you don't have to do it, you just have to believe it. I will make the way for you to do what I call you to do. Now that is an important decision. We have to realize that when God calls us to do something that seems totally out of the box, and there's going to be plenty, totally different. And he has prepared us. We have walked through situations that he has prepared us for this. He's getting ready to take not just the whole church, but those who are pressing in, those who have been chosen and called according to his purpose. He is taking us to a walk of faith that is much greater than we've been walking. And he is preparing us for it. He is showing us the way. And he said that to me, that he said this year is going to be like a time when the Egyptians were receiving all the plagues, the judgments, and God's people are going to be like his people were in the land of Goshen. Judgment is falling this year on a lot of things of this world. God is bringing forth some judgments. But God's people are going to be walking by faith, and we are not going to have to go through the judgments of the people. Now, there may be something that affects us, but if you go back and read the story of the children of Israel in that time, in that season, God had them protected. He had them. Those plagues did not affect them the way it affected the Egyptians. Now, I know we live in a world that, you know, interacts with us, but I believe that our faith has to be that God is going to bless us. He is going to maintain us and keep us in the midst of what's coming in a way that is supernatural. But we have to stand and believe that. It's going to be a walk of faith day by day. He's preparing us. He's prepared us. And we're going to see things, him do things in us. And when it happens, we're going to share it, what is happening. We need to share it among ourselves, because it's going to be a key. It's going to be a key to keep together and share what God is doing in us as a body. The gathering has to be imminent. This is important, because we're going to be holding each other up in this time. And we're going to be in a very special place. God is getting ready to change things for the harvest. And as we are learning to walk supernaturally in a newer way, I mean, we've been walking it little by little, step by step. We've been walking. Some of us are still walking it. No. All of us are still walking it. And whatever level we're in, we've got situations that only God can meet in our lives. But that's not going to stop It's not going to stop. It's not going to be, oh, everything's okay now. I don't have to believe God anymore. I can do this myself. That's not going to happen. It's not. And you need to know it, and you need to know it now. God is going to give us everything he's called us to. Everything. And we're going to have to remind each other that. Because it's going to be challenging. But he's going to come through. He's going to come through. We're all believing for something major in our lives right now. But he's going to come through. And we need to stand in faith. And believe and hold our faith together and trust God like little children trust their parents. Daddy, I know that you love us, and I know that you're taking care of us, and I know that you have angels around about us, and I know that you said that you are our provider and you meet our needs every single day. And it may be that he's not going to meet your need for the next week, but he's going to meet it for today. So this is what he keeps emphasizing to me, to share with you, that this is important. I know you're probably tired of hearing the hammer, but sometimes this has to be hammered in. God is calling us to a walk of faith level this year that is going to increase us and draw us closer to him. And we're going to have such an intimate walk that nothing is going to shake us. And that faith and that walk that he's calling us to is going to draw other people around us that are not in this body in a way that will change their lives too. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. In fact, I see it happening in my life. I see things that God is doing in my life that affect other people. And it's a good thing. It's encouraging. And I look to other people and see what God's doing in their life, and I get encouraged. I'm encouraged by my sister. I'm encouraged by you and your faith and what God's spoken to you, because you pressed in and got a word from God. And when you hear God, it's a done deal when you got faith. It's a done deal. When you hear him, it's a done deal. Just hang on to it. Just hang on to it. And pray. We're going to pray with one another more. I'm really, really wanting us to pray more. We have to do it when we come here together at the hour, but we need to pray more. Because the battles that we have in our homes and in the situations are big, and we need the troop. That's why he said to gather all the more as the day is approaching. Because we need the strength of one another. So glory to God. There remaineth therefore, I'm going down to 9, therefore a rest to the people of God, for he that entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works. Again, I want to say that when God calls you to do something and it looks impossible, start reading back about the old covenant. Start reading back of the days of old. What did they do? God didn't call any of them to do anything that they were able to do on their own. He didn't call Gideon to do something that Gideon was capable of without God making it happen. Gideon said, oh, what? What? Me? Not me. When he called Abraham to leave everything and go on a journey, well, that was a walk of faith. But it produced a nation. So if we go back and read the saints of old and how God met them in very difficult circumstances that he called them to, we can be encouraged by what the word has to say. And so many of us are looking to the now. But the word is now. It's a now word. Even from the beginning in Genesis, it's a now word. And I want to encourage you that when God is speaking to you about doing something that looks impossible, looks out of the box, like, what is that? Let's all pray about it. Let's come and pray together about it. Let's submit ourselves one to another and pray for each other through these situations that we're uncertain of, because it's necessary. It's very necessary. I tell you, my trip encouraged me about one thing, and that was prayer works, because my grandson Spencer and his bride have been covered by prayer for a long time, and God has taken what looked like, oh my goodness, yikes, and he has done a miraculous work. He lives in the, well, this is not comparative to what he's done in that regard, but he and his wife are walking by faith every day. And their faith has led them into just amazing things. I mean, to a car that wouldn't run when he had to go to work an hour away, to just getting in the car and praying in tongues and singing and thanking God and making it. And this happened for almost a month. It was amazing. So to see God meet them, their needs one by one and abundantly, it was very encouraging to see that. It was very encouraging. And I mean, it's like he has a golden spoon with Jesus on it in his mouth. But God is faithful to meet them. They have so much faith they're walking in. And they just are believing God. They've even dedicated a room in their house for worship. And they spend time there worshiping. And they're not worship leaders or anything. But it's just God is blessing them in such a way that he is like a picture of what God is doing for the people, body of Christ. Because they're not walking out what they could do. They're following what he's telling them to do day by day. They were just driving around and asking God to lead them as to where they were looking for a place. And they're driving just in beautiful country, right? It was more than beautiful country. It's the richest country in the United States of America per capita income. They were just driving because it was pretty. And they saw a sign for rent. And they needed a place, because they were living in D.C. on a high rise, and they realized they were pregnant, so they needed a house. And so when they saw that sign, the Lord prompted them to go call the number, not even thinking that that would be possible, but they were following the Lord. And as he called, the people said, well, we're renting it, but we haven't rented it yet, but we have been praying, and God told us only to rent it to who he wanted us to. So we have been waiting. We have several inquiries. And so they invited them to lunch. And then they took them to dinner. And then they came back, called them up, and said, God said, you're the ones that we're to rent it to. So amazingly, there they are in this amazing 5-bedroom, 3-bath home in the middle of the richest county per capita in America. And he's working for Turning Point. He makes a salary, but he doesn't make that kind of money. But this is what God was leading them to do, leading them step by step. Not, you know, well, let me see if I can fit into my income. It wasn't like that. It was like they were walking moment to moment with the Lord. And it's incredible. And then she decided, and he was going to be gone all the time because he was driving everywhere. He had a big territory. He was managing groups of high school students that were in Turning Point organization. And he wasn't hardly home. And she's saying, hey, we got a baby coming in March. I want to be home. I want you to be home sometimes. And I want to nurse the baby. And he figured out he didn't have enough income. So God opened an opportunity for him. I don't remember the story. I don't even know how we got to that story. But he met this man who owned a million-dollar HVAC company. I don't know how he met him. And he met him, and they started talking and getting to know each other somehow, maybe over one. I don't know. I forgot that story. I heard so many stories, I couldn't remember them all. So it was amazing. And the man offered him a job that would more than adequately cover everything that they need for her to stay home. And he said, I would want to train you for management in this corporation. And not only that, he gets a truck. Mm. He gets filled with gas. God is just meeting everything that they have asked for. It's amazing. But you know what? It's a picture of what God is doing. If we will walk out our salvation one day at a time and be led by the Lord and ask Him, because He's calling us to be led by the Lord. The children of Israel were led out into the desert by the Lord. And I can imagine how many of them are crying and saying, what is going on? Where are we going? Why are we leaving? But we are coming into a greater supernatural time where God is going to call us to do things out of the ordinary. And we're going to start walking in a closer way with Him. Jesus says, come and follow me. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. He didn't say follow what's convenient. He didn't say follow what looks like it's interesting. Follow what looks like we can fit into our budget. He said, follow me. When he fed the 5,000 and his disciples looked at him like he was crazy. But, you know what? So we need to start thinking according to the word and faith in the impossible. And I'm calling you to that. And I'm pricking your spirit to look for God to meet every need the way He wants to meet it. Not the way we figure we could meet it. Because He's going to do bigger and better things. I'm telling you. If you can get a hold of it. If you let Him get a hold of that and walk by faith in a greater way. You know what? I don't know how to do that right now. But I'm asking the Holy Spirit to show me.
Amen.
Because everything that I can't do, that God tells me to do, I said, well, Lord, I can't. But Holy Spirit, you show me how. And one of the things He's been having me do is to clean my clock. And this is the clock. And get all the debris, all the wrong thinking, all the wrong speaking, all the wrong, whatever is not right with Him and me. I'm going daily before the Lord and saying, Lord, make me clean. Get it out. And that's what each one of us needs to do. That's what God was calling in the worship tonight, is to get on our not literally, but it wouldn't hurt literally, getting on our knees, submitting ourselves to Him in a new way. I don't care who we are, how old we are. We have things that God wants to change in us. We have something that we've picked up along the way that isn't what God wants. And that includes all of us, old folks, and all of the little kids, too. God wants the little kids to pray every day and ask God to meet them every day. And so this is God's mandate for this year. If we want to see God work the impossible, then we're going to have to let Him have all the stuff in us that gets in the way, whatever it is, and submit it every day. I don't care who you are, from Dr. Teller's on down to who's the littlest, Levi. We all have things that God is doing in our lives to change us, to bring us into a greater depth of what He is doing. And this is the word that He said He wanted me to. I think I shared it a little bit before I left, but I didn't know the depth of what He was doing until He started showing me what He was doing with two young people who were just believing God every day for everything. It was amazing. And it just thrilled a grandma's heart to see that. Especially with the way things happened. But it was just like God turned around and said, I'm doing something here. And I'm going to show you that I can do something with whoever. If they will just follow me and believe me. And so it encouraged me, and I want to encourage you. Because I have been in that place so many times where I would have to walk by faith every moment of the day to get through the day. And God meant me. And so I encourage you to stay and read Hebrews. Read what the saints of old went through as they pressed in and what they had to endure. It's not like we're not going to endure stuff. We're going to have to endure some stuff. But he's going to bring us through. Following Jesus cost the disciples everything. Everything. Are we disciples? You know? God wants us. All of us. Not just some of us. He wants every part of us. And he's going to prove that if we will choose to walk that day by day. So I'm encouraged. I'm excited. And I can't tell you how much that trip meant for God to give me such a wonderful rest. And I appreciate you allowing me to go. It was such an amazing rest that God gave me. And at the same time, to see God remind me of walking by faith and how it's not always going to look, you know, to just follow him. Because God has bigger plans for us than we have for ourselves. You know, he really does. Especially this body as a whole. He's got bigger plans than we have for us. And so we need to believe that whatever God wants to do with us, not just individually, not just in the family, but as a church body, that we can believe what God is wanting to do with us as the body. Because the harvest is, we're getting ready to get flooded. And he doesn't want old stuff around here. He wants us to be prepared to feed those who come. Mm-hmm. Faith. Not just doctrine, but faith. Mm-hmm. And it's important that we walk in a new way in faith this year. However you think, you need to pray individually and as family as to how God what he wants you to do to stretch and to come into a new place this year. And I encourage you families to, you know, include your children in the prayers, because he will use you as a family and he will do great and mighty things. But it isn't going to be what we want to do, it's what he wants us to do. Amen. And that's going to require a faith to just listen to him every day. Every day. And you men are the head of your families. And God is going to lead each one of you in a way that is going to help your family grow in that. And as leaders of the body of Christ here in Sonship, as eldership leadership, we're gonna need to step up too. And walk more by faith, not in what we know, but God's going to stretch us for leadership. He's going to stretch us. Are you ready to be stretched? Hello? Anybody ready to be stretched?
Yes?
Well, I'm glad some of you are ready. I'm all of you ready, but come on, I want to hear everybody ready to be stretched, because you people who aren't ready, we're going to have to stretch, pull you. We don't want to pull you. We want you to be ready, right?
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to increase our faith, and I encourage you to make a decision as to ask God, if you haven't already done that, and many of you probably already done that, but what this year needs to change, what direction, what do I need to change to help me press into you in a greater way? So, Father, I thank you, Father, that you love us so much, that you want us to depend totally upon you, because it's so much greater than what we can perceive of. And I ask you, Father, to help our faith to increase as we press into what you've called us to do. And help us to encourage one another in that faith. And Lord, in every need in this house, Lord, in everything that we're all facing, Lord, I thank you, Father, that we will give it to you, and we will trust you, and we will obey what you say to do as we hear you, Father. Instruct us in the way that we are to go as the body, as families, and individually, in our work and in our play. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.